Chapter 2, 1885, Cincinnati, Ohio. 10-year-old Armilda Burton had never heard the sweet sound of a piano before. How different it was compared to the deep-chested organ that filled the ceiling vault of their country church every Sunday. This sound was enchanting, with crisp notes that echoed through the spacious rooms and greeted her young ears the moment she stepped through the front door of the ladies' tea parlor. Armilda had come to Cincinnati with her mother and the ladies in their parish to attend the annual Temperance League meeting outside of their small farming community of Moons, Ohio. She'd never before seen such modern brick buildings and shop after shop teeming with fashionable wares. Why, she'd only ever seen a mere handful of store-bought dresses outside of drawings in the catalog at the Moons General Store. Stepping into the world of the ladies' tea room, she felt small and uncultured, and completely awestruck. Floor-to-ceiling velvet curtains of crimson were fashioned with gold cords, pulled back like stage curtains, hanging against the backdrop of white wainscoting on the parlor walls. Chandeliers twinkled overhead. The arched floor-to-ceiling windows let in an abundance of natural light. A smattering of settees, marvelous in their gold and cream brocade, adorned the front room, and cloth tables with glassware and shining china settings bedecked the garden room beyond. Both rooms carried the light scent of vanilla and lavender, mixed with the sharper notes of black tea and citrusy lemon. The ladies themselves were a vision in day gloves, hats, and their finest trappings. They had plumes in their coiffed hair and hats angled on their crowns. The most Armilda had ever seen of the soft yellows, blues, and blush pink they wore was in the richness of the summer landscape and the fields beyond their farmhouse. But she doubted now that sky or fields could compare with the array of hues around her. Her attention was drawn away from the ladies, however, by something in the rear of the garden room. There stood the piano, gleaming black, like a king presiding in court. It was marvelous, demanding attention with a light melody over the hum of chatter and the clinking of china teacups. Armilda broke away from her mother.